don't want to get smoked. All right, we're going to go ahead and call to order the Okotoroka Public Infrastructure District number 2. Today is June 5th, 2026. It's 1:34 p.m. I'm Michael Jensen with Snow Jensen and Reese. So for the call to order, if everybody could state your name for the recording, we'll start with the board. Dal, your chair, you want to start for us?
Yep, Dallin Jolly here.
Anish Bhatia, present.
Blaine Bernard, present.
Matt Ince with Snow Jensen and Reese.
Aaron Wade with Gilmore Bell.
Tari Dew with Gilmore Bell.
Kira Carr, Dia Davidson.
That's everyone I show on the call. We do have Kirstie Barker at the anchor location. Kirstie, do we have any members of the public?
No.
Okay. Board, first up, we have board meeting minutes from our December 29th meeting. Have you guys had a chance to review those? Do they look accurate?
Yeah, they look accurate.
Okay,
they do.
Could I get a motion to approve?
Sure, I'll make a motion to approve those board meeting minutes.
Thanks.
A second.
Thanks, Dal. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All right.
That is unanimous. All right, our two action items are the two resolutions. So, Aaron, do you want to walk through them? And I'll put up authorizing first, correct?
Yep, that's right.
Okay,
so as kind of noted in the name of the resolution that it's amended and restated here, a couple months back, we came and we adopted an assessment ordinance designation resolution, established the assessment area. Subsequent to that, it was decided to move the PID number 1 area into PID number 2. So that annexation is now complete. So it's decided, or you guys are making the decision here, to add in some additional property into district number 2 so that it will be the prior property that was in district 1. And so now this would include both the hotel area as well as the estate lots. So what we're doing today is approving an authorizing resolution, and this approves the forms of the designation resolution and the assessment ordinance, and then allows for those to be finalized by the board members. So essentially, there's still a couple of pieces that we're missing. We're needing to confirm all the legal descriptions, parcel list. We've got the preliminary engineer's cost estimate. We just need the finalized version. And a few other just pieces like that. But by approving this resolution, you're authorizing the board to finalize those documents without calling another board meeting, subject to receipt of the signed acknowledgement waiver consent by all the affected property owners. So that's what's in front of you. Just to hit a few of the details, designation resolution is just the boundaries. So it expands the boundaries and allows us to assess for the 30 years. And then the amended and restated authorizing resolution is what actually imposes the assessments. And so now, previously, I think it was somewhere around $24, $26 million of assessments. And that amount is proposed to be modified to $34,066,000. And still on an ERU basis, but now rather than just having just hotel units, it's the hotel units and the estate lots. And so the proposed allocation to each of those is for the estate lots, $378,000 and change. And for the hotel units, it's $216,000 and change on that. Again, for the total of the $34,066,000. And then per the recent update that we circulated today, there is the requirement that the estate lots be prepaid upon conveyance. So again, we're just approving the form here. There's still tweaks that can be made, and we still need to finalize a couple details, but that's what's in front of you for the authorizing resolution. Are there any questions on that resolution or the underlying documents? If none, I think you're just fine to move forward with your motions and your vote.
Okay. Do you want them on both or just that first one?
Let's just do the first one. We'll take them one by one. Yep.
Okay. All right, board. So the motion I would need then would be to approve resolution 2026-02.
Okay, I'll make a motion to approve resolution 2026-02.
Thanks, Blaine.
I second the motion.
Thanks, Dal. All those in favor say aye.
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 That is unanimous. All right, next up.
Yeah, so the next one is the amended and restated bond resolution. Previously, you approved a bond resolution and related documents for the smaller bond amount. Because we're increasing that bond amount, we wanted to come back, and rather than just amend it, we're just going to go and approve the updates because there's been some, cleanups to the deal, some changes, things like that. So this approves the parameters of the bonds, and so long as we fit within those parameters, delegates to the board members the ability to finalize the terms. So the parameters that are in there is again the $34,066,000 maturing within 31 years, price not less than 95%, or meaning a maximum of 5% discount, and bearing interest at a rate not to exceed 12%. So those are the parameters of the bonds. You'll see within that resolution, it also says the district reserves the right not to issue the bonds for any reason. So that's not saying you have to accept a 12% interest rate or any of the other terms. It's just to give you the flexibility up to those parameters. We're also authorizing a notice of the bonds. I think this is same drill as last time, but we'll post it on the public notice website. We need somebody to post it within the district or in a place that's reasonably likely to be seen by the public. So we'll get that around for posting as well once we kind of get the details nailed down on the assessment documents. But again, it allows you to have the flexibility to decide the terms without needing to call a special meeting. Sorry, Michael, I'm kind of jumping through
Well, I was
this.
just trying to find it for you.
No, sorry. And then the other piece I wanted to flag is just there is a requirement under the PID Act that the board meetings be held either within the PID, within the creating entity, or within a location that is near to the district. We asked for some clarification in that legislation. They didn't give it to us. So it's kind of just board discretion of what constitutes near. So there's a finding in each of the resolutions that the meeting location of Snow Jensen's office is near. So I just wanted to highlight that as well, since that we're kind of under new operating law recently. So any questions on the bond resolution? And oh, I
The only question is, Matt, were you going to be the one posting? I'm assuming you'd post at the same place that was posted previously, but are you going to be taking on that responsibility?
yeah, I can run out there this evening and get it done.
Okay. Thank you.
And Matt, the one piece I was just going to say is we may get all of the pieces we need for the assessment ordinance, but you may want to just do them at the same time since they're both 30-day clocks rather than, running up today and then running up, say, Monday or Tuesday. Just because we'll probably finalize them in lockstep.
Okay. So I'll just take my cue from you then.
Okay. Yeah, once we get the details, we'll send around kind of the what we'd call like the sign-off versions of the ordinance and designation resolution. And then at that point, we'll get you the notice as well, so they can all be posted at the same time in one trip.
Okay. Sounds
Yeah, I
good.
was going to ask Aaron. I didn't see the notice, so.
Yeah, it's just an exhibit here, but we'll finalize it and get it to you with the
Okay,
others.
perfect.
And then a piece I forgot to mention. So the documents that are getting approved by the bond resolution are the indenture, the collateral assignment agreement, the completion and loan agreement, and I circulated those yesterday. And then it's also the bond purchase agreement and continuing disclosure agreement. And Ryan Jardine circulated those from QTAC this morning. He's underwriter's counsel. So those are the documents you're approving. When we come back, we'll need to come back at the next meeting to approve the preliminary official statement. We'll get that on your next agenda, but won't affect the clocks that we're trying to start with this meeting.
Okay, board, any questions? If not, can I get a motion?
Questions? Yeah, I'll make a motion to approve resolution 2026-03.
Perfect. Thanks, Glenn.
I second the motion.
Thanks, Dal. All those in favor say aye.
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 All right. That is unanimous, and that is everything I show that's on the agenda. Do you guys have anything for us? Anything we need to work on?
Just
No, I think so.
a question, if maybe Kara, this is for you, of if you know when we'll have the final engineer certificate. And then just, I think for the development team, I think we just want kind of confirmation on the legal description, the parcel list. I don't know if you've, got those details handy, but what we've done is each time you've done an annexation, we've just tacked on those parcels. So I think this time it was three parcels, so we just added those on. But again, you guys are a lot closer to the details than
Yeah,
us, so just
we
making
can
sure.
put
Okay.
together that list. What, Kira, I think it was your email. Wade, sorry that I don't know the acronym. What was the completed AWC
Oh, that's the
promoter?
acknowledgement waiver
Got it.
consent.
Waiver and consent. Okay, cool.
So that's the various property owners. And that's the other piece, is just making sure. It's been a couple of months just to make sure if you guys have transacted any of the parcels or there's been any change in ownership from when we
Sure.
adopted. We
And
just
just
want
to
to check.
triple confirm, these can all be completed in the next couple of weeks or two. It's not holding up posting. Is that correct?
So the AWC is the trigger. We have to have the property owner's consent to the assessments in order to start that 30-day clock. So
Okay.
the indenture, the bond purchase agreement, CDA completion, those ones will all come as like closing documents at the end, but the assessment ordinance and designation resolution need to be finalized and the AWC signed to start the 30-day clock for those
Okay.
documents.
Haven't we already signed the AWC? Hasn't
You
all property owners signed?
did on the $24 million bond. But now we're expanding it to a $36 million bond. We need to get the buy-in again by all affected property owners. And so that goes back to the full list again, since we're making a substantial change.
Got it. Okay. But if Matt posts today, that starts the clock though, right, Aaron?
Yes, but in order to post, we have to have that for the assessment documents. We have to have the signatures and the finalization. Like those documents need to be completed in order for the posting to be effective.
I think we got the signatures on the annexation petition just by sending out e-signing links. And I
Okay.
think we can do the same here, can't we, Aaron, with the
Yeah, I'm. Yeah, that's just fine with me.
Okay.
The one piece that we'd like is just that when we send that out, we'd like to have the compiled, assessment ordinance and designation resolution with it, so that what they signed, they know is
Right.
the final version, right? So we don't have
Maybe
a question of what they signed.
I'm thinking of a different document, but we just recently did do this with all the property owners as of the last month. So not the last bond posting, but very recently.
That was the annexation petition. That's what
That
I'm
was the
referring to.
annexation
Yeah.
petition.
But like I
Okay.
said, we ultimately ended up getting those signatures just with sending them out for e-signing, I think is how we ended up getting them in the end. And so we can do that again. Aaron, if you'll just get us the final version so we know what we need to send out, we can do that.
Okay. And Kira, do you know timing on the final engineer certificate and maps?
Yeah, I know he I connected with him yesterday. I know he's available today. Let me call him and make sure he can get that to us.
Okay. So yeah, that piece. And then, like I said, if the development team will just look at the legals and parcels that are in the docs, we get those couple of pieces, and we can get the DocuSign around this afternoon and keep this moving. So.
Aaron, on the legals and parcels, would it be enough if we just compared those to the approved plats?
If you've got that handy, that would be, yeah, that's
Yeah,
great.
I can just circulate those
Okay.
and if we just compare against those, I think we'd be fine. So
Okay.
Matt, are you going to be the one to send out the acknowledgments, waivers and consent? Do you want me to do it?
You'll have to do it, but I'll send around to the group the plats with the legal descriptions so that Aaron can do his verification on that.
And then let's just confirm the list of signatories and contact email. You'll just contact it via email or phone, just so we have it all. And then if me and
So,
Dal need to reach out to them and say, give them a little heads up that something's coming.
So, Anish, this is the actual that Aaron had sent out. So I'm just scroll through, make sure you guys are comfortable and who I need to send them to. So it looks like it's those six.
Yeah, that
Yeah.
seems correct.
Let me
Okay.
ask, and on James Tullis, Aaron, let me just ask you. I know that James and I think it's his son Jason are tenants in common. Does that
Oh, okay. That's good to know. We just had pulled, what was on the county record, but if you have, from the petition, I imagine you had them both, just had them both sign.
Yeah, we did.
Okay, if you'll send me his name, or then we can drop that in. And
Okay.
so Matt, you need this executed today for you to then post today. Is that correct?
Yeah, that's what
Okay.
Aaron's telling us is that
Sure.
we'll need the signed version. As soon as we have that, I can post.
Aaron, it's just getting a little late here in the day, and we really wanted to post and to reach out to everybody. Just, to rush an e-signature is not the best way for me to go about, and ask for signatures. I'm happy to do it, but I'd love to give them some time for them. They need to review with their legal, et cetera.
Sure.
Is there a way we could post and get this, signed next week?
We can't because we have to have the Assessment Act basically says if you don't have everyone's consent, then there's like 60-day wait and notice periods and a whole
Sure.
lot of hearings. And the only way to skip those is with everyone's consent.
Okay. Understood.
What if we, Aaron, sorry to press on this, but what if we were to just go ahead and pre-post, but then we count from the time we get that we get the signatures?
So me, yeah, meaning we get it up there, and then that way, if the signatures come in Saturday, our clock starts Saturday.
Yeah.
I think that's okay as long as no substantial changes. I think that'd be okay.
Okay.
So we just, like I said, to do that, we would just need the engineer cert, which looks like it's coming along, and then we'll quickly validate the legal descriptions and the parcels and make sure we're all
Okay.
set there. Yep.
Yeah, that way we can hopefully get everything out today, and then like
Sure.
the signature comes in tomorrow, it'll still run from that date, and we're not
Right.
delayed today.
Okay. Sounds good. Yeah, we'll look for that list and the engineers, and then we'll get the compiled, finalized versions out, and then we can get it all signed.
Perfect.
Okay,
Anything else, Alan?
one thing that I had was we had a signed engagement with DA Davidson, but it was listed for district number one. And I know the motion was that we would just do the engagement. Are we comfortable, Matt, if they just verbally give ratification that it be with district two as well? How comfortable are you, or do we need to bring it back? Because this one would specifically be with District 2 as well.
What I'd probably prefer, and I think we're okay to do this because we've got time. We can sign the engagement now, but I'd probably rather bring it back for a formal vote by the PID2 board.
Okay.
So for a formal ratification. So, and like I said, I think we're okay. We're going to be meeting at least one more time before the bonds issue. So I don't
Okay.
think that'll be a problem.
Okay. So, Dallin, just look for a share file email from
Proof.
me.
Okay. For
Okay.
that signature.
Yeah.
Okay.
I've got it for District
I'm
1.
communicating with the other party, a few of the other parties as well, to see how quick we can get it. So
Okay.
thanks.
All right. Anything else?
That should be it. Is it all the signatures need to happen on that same document, or will you send out five documents with separate e-sigs?
A copy will go to each of them separately, and
Okay.
if we get separate copies, Aaron,
Yeah.
tell me if this is wrong, but they can be compiled.
Yeah, we can do the countersigning and
Yeah.
all that.
There's
Yep.
no like signing order holding up somebody else or something. That's all.
No,
Okay.
it shouldn't.
Oh, good question.
Okay, let me and Dallin, we'll try our hardest to get their signatures today, right? But if it doesn't happen, it doesn't happen. So I'm happy at least we were able to sync today and we have a strategy moving
Yeah.
forward.
Okay. All right. Thank
Amazing.
you.
Good. Looks like we're going to make our deadline by two, Blaine. So
Good work. Good
I
work.
know.
I make
That
a
would have been
motion
dangerous.
to adjourn the meeting.
I was getting a little nervous as I was watching the clock. All right. Could I get a motion to adjourn then?
I'll make a motion to adjourn.
Thanks, Blaine.
Second the motion.
Thanks, Dal. All those in favor say aye.
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 All right. Good to see you.